Deuteronomy chapter 2. Then we turned and took our journey into the wilderness by the way of the Red Sea, as Yahweh spoke to me. And we compassed Mount Seir many days. And Yahweh spoke to me, saying, You have compassed this mountain long enough. Turn you northward, and command you the people, saying, You are to pass through the coast of your brethren, the children of Esau, which dwell in Seir, and they shall be afraid of you. Take you good heed to yourselves, therefore. Do not meddle with them, for I will not give you of their land, no, not so much as a foot breadth, because I have given Mount Seir to Esau for a possession. You shall buy food of them for money, that you may eat, and you shall also buy water of them for money, that you may drink. For Yahweh your Elohim has blessed you in all the works of your hand. He knows your walking through this great wilderness. These 40 years Yahweh your Elohim has been with you. You have lacked nothing. And when we passed by from our brethren, the children of Esau, which dwelt in Seir, through the way of the plain from Elath, and from Ezion-Geber, we turned and passed by the way of the wilderness of Moab. And Yahweh said to me, Distress not the Moabites, neither contend with them in battle, for I will not give you of their land for a possession, because I have given Ar to the children of Lot for a possession. The Emims dwelt therein in times past, a people great and many and tall as the Anakims, which were also accounted as being giants as the Anakims, but the Moabites called them Emims. The Horims also dwelt in Seir before time, but the children of Esau succeeded them, when they had destroyed them from before them and dwelt in their stead, as Israel did to the land of his possession, which Yahweh gave to them. Now rise up, said I, and get you over the brook Zered. And we went over the brook Zered. And in the space in which we came from Kadesh Barnea, until we were come over to the brook Zered, was 38 years, until all the generation of the men of war were wasted out from among the host, as Yahweh swore to them. For indeed the hand of Yahweh was against them, to destroy them from among the host until they were consumed. So it came to pass, when all the men of war were consumed and dead from among the people, that Yahweh spoke to me, saying, You are to pass over through Ar, the coast of Moab, this day. And when you come near over against the children of Ammon, do not distress them nor meddle with them, for I will not give you of the land of the children of Ammon any possession, because I have given it to the children of Lot for a possession. That also was accounted a land of giants. Giants dwelt therein in old time, and the Ammonites called them Zamzumims, a people great and many and tall as the Anakims were. But Yahweh destroyed them before them, and they succeeded them and dwelt in their stead. As he did to the children of Esau, which dwelt in Seir, when he destroyed the Horims from before them, and they succeeded them, to dwelt in their stead, even to this day. And the Avims, which dwelt in Hazarim, even to Azza, the Kaphtorims, which came forth out of Kaphtor, destroyed them, and dwelt in their stead. Rise you up, take your journey, and pass over the river Arnon. Behold, I have given to your hand Sihon the Amorite, king of Heshbon, and his land. Begin to possess it, and contend with him in battle. This day will I begin to put the dread of you and the fear of you upon the nations that are under the whole heaven, who shall hear report of you, and shall tremble and be in anguish because of you. And I sent messengers out of the wilderness of Kedemoth to Sihon, king of Heshbon, with words of peace, saying, Let me pass through your land. I will go along by the high way. I will neither turn to the right hand nor to the left. You shall sell me food for money, that I may eat, and give me water for money, that I may drink. Only I will pass through on my feet. As the children of Esau, which dwelt in Seir, and the Moabites, which dwell in Ar, did to me, until I shall pass over Jordan into the land which Yahweh, our Elohim, gives us. But Sihon, king of Heshbon, would not let us pass by him. For Yahweh, your Elohim, hardened his spirit and made his heart obstinate, that he might deliver him into your hand as appears this day. And Yahweh said to me, Behold, I have begun to give Sihon and his land before you. Begin to possess, that you may inherit his land. Then Sihon came out against us, he and all his people, to fight at Jahaz. And Yahweh our Elohim delivered him before us, and we smote him, and his sons, and all his people. And we took all his cities at that time, and utterly destroyed the men and the women and the little ones of every city. We left none to remain. Only the cattle we took for a prey to ourselves, and the spoil of the cities which we took, from Aroer, which is by the brink of the river of Arnon, and from the city that is by the river even to Gilead, there was not one city too strong for us. Yahweh our Elohim delivered all to us. Only to the land of the children of Ammon you came not, nor to any place of the river Jabbok, nor to the cities in the mountains, nor to whatsoever Yahweh our Elohim forbade us. End of chapter 1.